The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Faith and Retirement. And today we welcome you to a very special edition of the program. And for that, I want to welcome my partner in the program, fiduciary CFP, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing great today, Tom. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So what makes today so special?
Yes, we have some special guests today, which makes the show really exciting. Our listeners are going to want to pay attention today because we got my dear friends Steve Nelson and Sarah LeClaire here today. They're portfolio managers for the Christian Stock Fund PREA that we talk a lot about on the show. So we've got them here to give an update on the fund and talk a little bit about it. Steve is a co-founder, chief executive officer at Capital Insight Partners, and he's the chairman of Faith Investor Services. He's got a Bachelor of Science from St. John's University and a Master of Business Administration from the University of St. Thomas. He holds the Chartered Financial Analyst, the CFA, the gold standard in financial analysis. He has 3 decades of experience in the investment management industry, and he's a fine art connoisseur. So we've got Steve on the show today. And then we also have Sarah LeClaire, his partner in crime. She helped launch the PREA ETF. She's a senior portfolio manager at Capital Insight Partners. She's been there since 2018. She's active in managing the PREA portfolio along with trading and research. And she also holds the gold standard, the Chartered Financial Analyst CFA designation. She graduated with a Bachelor of Science in finance from W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. And both Sarah and Steve, wealth of knowledge in the biblically responsible investment community and helping to advance the BRI movement. That's what we're about, Tom. So listeners are really going to love today's show.
Very impressive. Okay, Jay, I guess we'll let him on the show. That sounds good. So welcome, Steve and Sarah. Nice to be with you. So Steve, we'll start with you. Can you talk a little bit about the PREA ETF? And for our listeners, what is an ETF?
Well, an ETF stands for Exchange Traded Fund. So many people are familiar with mutual funds. In some ways, these are very similar, but they have some benefits that mutual funds don't. One benefit is that they trade all day long on the New York Stock Exchange. That's where the Exchange Traded Fund comes from. Another benefit typically is cost. ETFs not only have that liquidity all day long, but they're also typically less expensive as a way to achieve professional active money management. And PREA itself, the FIS Christian Stock Fund, the ticker is PREA, that is really meant to be a core holding so that if a person or a family or even a church, an institution only had one exposure to stocks, we believe this fund fits appropriately quite often because it is large cap, mid cap, small cap stocks anywhere in the world. So basically, we can buy any biblically responsible stock anywhere in the world, any size company. And so it's just a good core holding. And we like to think of ourselves as running a marathon for investors. And so you want something to be sort of an anchor in the stock portfolio. And we think that's where the fund can fit.
Well, thank you so much for starting Faith Investor Services. That has been a blessing to our family. And we, as a family, do invest with you as well. So if you want to learn more about this organization, you can find out about them at the website faithandretirement.com. And Jay Peroni is our regular host guest. You can call him at 800-270-7310. So Steve, just following up on what you said, what is unique about the PREA ETF?
Well, again, the fact that we can kind of go anywhere in the world, any size company, we also have an element of risk control. So yes, it is a stock fund, but we can also raise up to 20% cash when markets are difficult or when we're concerned and we want to protect capital, when that becomes an emphasis. So although it's a strategic fund, it has some tactical elements that give us, both Sarah and I and our other partner, Craig, as portfolio managers, we just have a lot of flexibility in the fund.
How's it performed so far in 2024?
Oh, we're very pleased. We were pleased really since the inception of the fund with how it's gone. But as of today, kind of mid-July here, we're up almost 13%, 12.9%, I think I saw as the close today, year-to-date on performance. So we're quite delighted.
So we've been talking to Steve and Sarah. Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. So Jerome Powell, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has been in the spotlight a lot this week. Do you think he's going to cut interest rates in the next few days or weeks?
No, we don't. And the economy is just too strong at this point. The Fed is very data dependent, and we pair that with knowing some of their recent comments. It leads us to believe that it's not going to be in the next couple of days or weeks that they might start to reduce or cut interest rates. In fact, if you look at what the market's expecting, the market is expecting with about a 90% chance of probability that interest rates may be cut starting in September and then progressively throughout the year and into 2025 as well.
Very good. I saw that was factored in at 100% expectation that in September there was going to be a cut in interest rates. Mm-hmm. Of course, the election and politics have nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Always subject to change. That's why it's a probability, right?
Right. That's true. So how would you say you are positioned for the remainder of 2024?
Well, it's going to be good, and it's going to be good for our portfolio too. This is what we have been preparing for and positioning the portfolio for. If you look under the hood a little bit to the individual holdings within Prey, there's elements of the portfolio that tend to do better in a lower interest rate environment. Some of those may be the small to mid-cap size companies that Steve had mentioned earlier, another sector segment specifically are like the home builders. As interest rates start to come down, those areas of the market tend to do better than the broader market. And in fact, if you look back over the last week or so, you're starting to see instances of that show up. We're starting to see really strong performance out of those pockets of the portfolio. And we've seen, it's nice to see. And so we've been working hard to prepare the portfolio for this all throughout the year and position for what's coming, not just for what's happening today.
I wish all of our listeners knew what I've been able to learn about Faith Investor Services. And it really is the place for biblically responsible investing. There are people out there, you know, John is pro-life, yet he's investing in companies that make abortion drugs. Martha writes a check each year to a gambling recovery ministry, but she owns casino stocks. Screening and cleaning our investments is something we talk about every single week on this program. And that's what we mean by biblically responsible investing. Jay, at Faith Investor Services, when you have a listener who becomes a client, how do you guys use Prey in a diversified plan?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. Give you a real life example. I had a gentleman I spoke with today, Michael in Nashville, been listening to the show for several weeks and learning more about biblically responsible investing. And he said, Jay, come up with a plan for me. I've got a couple hundred thousand. I don't have any kids, grandkids. I just want to grow this as much, give a lot to ministry and various things that are near and dear to my heart. So we set up a plan for him, and we're using about half of his portfolio in the Prey ETF because, as Steve mentioned earlier, it's a core holding. So we use that as kind of the anchor of any strategy that we're building for our clients. And then we wrap around that and diversify it with maybe some additional individual stocks, some commodities, some gold and silver, and build that well-diversified portfolio. But really, the solid foundation is our Prey ETF, because the fact of the matter is it's a core holding, and it's some of our team's best ideas. We go through and we look at all around the globe. The team will look for stocks that really have great long-term appeal, 60 to 80 companies or so, and those are the best ideas. So we use that as the core of the portfolio and then build around it.
Very good. You know, there are roughly 2,000 Bible verses that mention money. Now, Jesus' teachings are filled with references to possessions and giving and wealth and some of our attitudes regarding greed and envy. He wants to work on that too. And so we want to bring some of the profound wisdom and timeless principles from God's Word to you today on this edition of Faith and Retirement. You can learn about us at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com. And Jay is at a phone number that is available 24/7. It's 800-270-7310. Just call and ask your family's questions. They're very available and willing to serve you. When we come back after our break, I'm going to ask a few questions about the big news of the week, the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, and how that affects your family finances. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We are with Jay and Steve and Sarah, and we're discussing your family finances in the spotlight on today's edition of Faith and Retirement. And Steve, obviously the big story of the past week has been the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, leading candidate for the 2024 elections. So on Monday the 15th, the first business day after the shooting, stocks went up 200 points, and then they've been up as of today, as we've recorded this program. What are the economic dynamics of what you're seeing politically in America?
Well, we see the economy as fundamentally strong. It looks like the soft landing is going to unfold. Mm-hmm. Sarah had mentioned that earlier. But we also see economically that the policies of the Republicans, which generally speaking would be, you know, lower taxation, less regulation, more pro-business, those kind of policies are likely to come into play. That's our base case, as I said earlier. So we are positioning in the portfolio for that eventuality. Now, of course, if it doesn't come to pass, we can pivot. But, you know, if you start thinking about certain industries that might do well under a new Trump administration, a second administration, certainly there are a number that jump to mind. And there are some that have been favored industries the past several years that wouldn't be as favored in the new world order. For example, the green energy wouldn't be a place we'd be hurrying to invest should the Republicans sweep this fall.
But pocket like defense or other areas of energy may be attractive.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you feel that Prey is positioned specifically for a Biden or a Trump White House, either one?
Well, we're probably a little more tilted towards a Trump White House right now. Okay. But obviously, we've been operating under a Biden White House. And so when you're a portfolio manager, you have to learn to operate in all environments, favorable and unfavorable. When you have tailwinds and when you have headwinds. And, you know, in any administration and in both political parties, there are certain industries that are more likely to be winners and in other industries that will be losers. You have certainly a lot of flexibility built into the fund that we can go wherever the opportunities are. We can also go places to avoid risk when we need to.
Very good. Sarah, I have a question for you. You know, I've always heard that the markets hate uncertainty, but it's pretty hard to remember, at least in my lifetime, a more uncertain time politically and in lots of other ways. But the markets just haven't shown much volatility. I mean, why is that?
Mm-hmm. Simply put, because the earnings are there. If you look at companies, they've remained strong coming into the first half of the year. The economy has still been strong by a lot of metrics. And it looks like, as Steve mentioned, we're seeing that soft landing happening. And so from that perspective, when you look at it from that lens, there has not been as much volatility or those movements up and down in the market as we would traditionally expect to see in the beginning half of an election year specifically. If we turn and think about it from more of the political side, when you have two candidates, former President Trump and President Biden, the markets already kind of have a sense of what they may expect to see from a policy perspective from either side. We've experienced one president, previously, and we have 1% currently the incumbent. So from that perspective, it's our, I guess, analysis, if you would, that the markets are kind of shrugging off some of the uncertainty from the political standpoint, because you kind of know what to expect. So pair those two things together, it's been a much better year for stocks, I would say, in the first half of the election year than historically we've seen in the past.
Yeah, fortunately, companies that deliver earnings per share and free cash flow growth and have strong balance sheets and raise their dividends, mm-hmm. that always works, no matter who's in the White House.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. We are talking to Steve, Jay, and Sarah. And this is the program Faith in Retirement featuring Jay Peroni. And you can email Jay if you'd like to reach out to him with your family's questions. He's very accessible to you. Email the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And this is your place for biblically responsible investing. I have so many questions. Jay, coming back to you for a minute, many of our listeners are looking to keep Christ at the center of their investment plans. I mean, retirees seem to have a whole lot of challenges investing in a biblically responsible fashion, not running out of money, making sure they have a solid income that keeps up with inflation. How do you balance all of those goals?
It's quite the challenge, right? It's kind of like a juggler trying to keep all those balls in the air at once. And really the foundation of what we do at Faith Investor Services, we've got a solid team, we've got CFPs, CFAs, and really it starts with a retirement plan. We use a program called Retirement Analyzer, where we look at our clients' income, we look at their assets, look at their goals, we factor in inflation, and we stress test their financial situation and really help them come up with a plan to see, okay, what rate of return do you need to achieve to reach your goals? How much have you saved? And where could you fall short? And really that plan helps us to identify the areas of weakness and really come up with solutions, ways that we can help them keep up with inflation and outpace it, make sure they've got income for life, and make sure that their money is growing in a steady fashion. And that really starts with a plan. We believe strongly in holistic financial planning. That's what our team does. So really, that's the starting point, and we've been able to help a lot of people across the country feel a whole lot better sleeping at night, knowing that they've got professionals looking at their plan, and they're keeping their values and their faith at the center of that plan.
Very good. I'm going to open this up to both Steve and to Sarah. What does biblically responsible investing mean to you? If someone were to ask you that question, what's biblically responsible investing? How would you define it?
Well, integrity is the word that always comes to mind. You know, I think God expects all of us, and we have to bring every aspect of our life to bear in service to honor him and to build the kingdom. And so we are all given assets that we have to steward, that we are privileged to steward, and that we are to do so in a manner that glorifies and honors him. So we certainly don't want to use our capital to enable companies in America or anywhere in the world to do business in a way that is contrary to the Bible. So if it's a healthcare company, we don't want them involved with abortion. If it's any company, we don't want a media company, we don't want them involved with pornography. We want to help uplift human dignity, not tear people down. We want to draw people closer to Christ. And I think we're at a point in America right now, we may be seeing some clarity forming around this. The good people, Christian people, need to stand up and say, it's not just how we vote. It's not just going to church on Sunday. It's not just what we say. But we also have to go into the marketplace with our money and try and make an impact, try and make a difference in corporate America by supporting good companies and avoiding the evil ones.
And Sarah, how about you? When you have conversations with people, how do you speak into this?
Yeah, thank you for asking. You know, Steve already touched on a lot of it, so I'll make mine short. But for me, it's really alignment. It's aligning our principles and our beliefs and what we live by in our personal lives with our finances and being able to bring those two areas of our lives together so that they are in unity with one another, to be able to take what's important to us and our faith and apply it towards the investments that we're making. And it, having an impact on the world in that way is really important to me. And so it's an honor to be able to bring that into pray alongside Steve and our colleague, Craig, as well, to invest in and manage the assets of PREA.
Yeah, and another thing I'd say is BRI, biblically responsible investing. It's biblically responsible and it's investing, meaning at Faith Investor Services, we're very focused on performance in a faithful manner. That's really why we exist.
Very good. And Jay, you and I have had this conversation. I want to open this up to everybody, but you know, years go by, things kind of remain the same, things roll along until they don't. I mean, there are examples of time when money is in motion in the lives of people, where life changes are occurring, people need financial guidance, maybe they get a big check in the mail from an inheritance. Can you speak to that and how faith in retirement connects to that?
Yeah, a lot of times people don't need advice until they need it. And I got a call today, actually, someone had just had a big settlement and they didn't know what to do with the money. They were going to pay off some debt and really just didn't want to keep it in their checking account because she said, I know if it's there, I'm going to spend it. So a lot of times as people go through these major life changes, whether it's they're retiring or changing jobs or maybe selling a business or maybe they have come into some money through an inheritance or settlement of some sort, or even a divorce, we're there to give them sound advice, sound biblical advice, because at the end of the day, left to our own devices, sometimes we can make some huge mistakes that can cost us. And really starting with a professional that can put your faith and values at the center of your plan, that's truly important, because a lot of advisors are great. They give good advice, but they're not on the same side of the table as the client. They're not equally yoked. You wouldn't marry someone that's not of the same faith. It warns about that in the Bible. And I believe it's just as important that your financial advisor share that same faith, because at the end of the day, you want to get biblical, sound advice that lines up with that faith and values.
Very good. Well, this is your place for biblically responsible investing. C.S. Lewis said, if you aim at heaven, you will get earth thrown in. But if you aim at earth, you will get neither. And I love that. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? So these issues, I think, are very important to God. Sarah McClare, Steve Nelson, thank you so much for being part of the program today. We really appreciate you.
Pleasure.
And Jay, any final thoughts here in our last closing moments?
No, this was just a treat. You know, we talk about PREA so much on the show. It's just great to get a couple of the portfolio managers on the line so our listeners can get a great sense of what I deal with on a weekly basis. Such a great team that we have at Faith Investor Services and our sister company, Capital Insight Partners. Just a great team that can help you really navigate these challenging markets and do so in a faithful manner.
To learn about us, go to the website, faithinretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.